You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we're looking ahead to the racing at Sligo. We've got a 7 race card to come this evening from Ireland. You'll hear every race live and in full on William Hill's Racing Radio this afternoon in the company of Gary Capewell, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount. But ahead of all the action, joining myself, Sam Norris, on the line to preview every single race this evening from Sligo is Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
Yeah, not bad. I think we all need a lift, don't we? Yeah. Some description, Sam. We just had a quick chat off air about the shortcomings of the English football team, and I think that the debate is going to run long and long and long into the next week or so. But we have got some racing to hopefully pick us up, and nothing more like a few winners to forget those grisly 11 men that were out on the field last night.
Absolutely, I'm delighted we've got something to take our minds off it. And I must admit, though, Andy, to my untrained eye, it looked hard work tonight at Sligo.
Yeah, one or two of these have taken a bit of a digging out. But in doing so, I think I've found some value here. And I've looked beyond the pale. I think that's what you've got to do here tonight. The ground, good to yield at the moment, time of writing, but there is desperately amounts of rain forecast throughout the course of, indeed last night as we were speaking, and building up into the action coming up around about 6 o'clock time. So I reckon it's going to ride a good bit softer than that. So do keep weather watch out. But I predict it will be probably yielding to soft by the time they race.
OK. Good stuff then. Let's move on to the action. We begin with their first race, which comes up at 6 o'clock. This is a claiming race over a mile and a quarter, or just further than a mile and a quarter. The Ice Meister is the favourite here at 13-8. It's 11-4 for Specific Gravity. King Christoph is 9-2, 6-1 about Shukov. Mighty Whitey is 14-1. It's 18s or bigger for the rest of them. The Ice Meister at the head of affairs, Andy, hasn't won for a long time, but Gerlines has his yard in excellent nick at the moment.
He does, and at least he comes here in some reasonable kind of shape when he finished fourth the other day in a decent contest won by Brocopondo. We've already seen the form of that advertised with the second horse, Rainfall Radar, going in subsequently. And, he's got a bit of form on softest ground. The only problem is that he hasn't won for quite a while. Bearing that in mind, in a race where we're being asked to take a short price about him here, perhaps there is a little bit of value to be had elsewhere. And the one I've come up with here is Specific Gravity, who, similarly to the favourite, doesn't exactly win as often as he should do. But he did win for 3-4 starts back when he was at Dundalk in the middle of his decent run. And, of course, on that occasion, he beat Elusive in Paris, which is also another point worth making. Elusive in Paris has been in unbelievable form and has gone on to advertise that form many times over subsequently. But he's run well since, as I said, this horse, third behind Beachmark Winsper, and indeed a decent fourth of the day behind McMahon Boy. Certainly set him up for a decent run in a contest of this nature tonight. He does like a bit of cutting the ground as well as he got hold of this horse. He's very much a horse who is his best when he gets his toe in. He's also had a run around Sligo as well, which not many of these have done. So that's obviously going to stand him in good stead. He's well drawn. He likes to race prominently. He's got plenty in his favour. And he's the choice to beat the Ice Master in the first.
OK, Specific Gravity then is the one for Andy in the opener. We go to the 6:30 now, race number 2 on Sligo's card this evening. This is a 7 furlong maiden where Magnification is the 5-6 favourite this morning. 4-1 about Sir Dreamalot. You Are Wonder is 9-2, 13-2 about Coppertone. And it's 25-1 about those four. Magnification, of course, had his form franked in no uncertain terms over the weekend, Andy, when Medicine Jack bolted up in the Railway Stakes. Is that the clear form pick on offer?
Well, that's certainly one of the reasons why Magnification is a deserved short price favourite here. As you mentioned, Joe Lyons' charge lowered the colours of a decent field at the Curragh over the weekend. But if you also go to his debut run as well, you'll find that the presence of Churchill, no other, was lurking in behind him on that occasion when he was second to Van der Decken, who also ran quite well in the Coventry, may I add, at the Royal Meeting. Churchill in winning the Chesham certainly advertised that form line as well. probably didn't handle the ground in the day, maybe, at Leopardstown. It was quite on the quick side. But albeit, again, the form has been advertised. The third has won, Eagle Spirit. So he's building up a decent portfolio, this horse, without getting his head in front. And this does represent, by far and away, his easiest task to date. It's just whether he handles the soft ground. I'm predicting, like I say, the ground will be a good deal slower than the good to yield in advertised in the Racing Post. And being as he's at least been on it before and run to a fair level, there's no reason why he shouldn't. So 5-6 this morning doesn't look a bad shout in a race where there's not too many others that jump off the page. There could be expected to be a little bit of improvement from the Andrew Slattery trained Sir Dream-a-Lot, who didn't run too badly over 5 furlongs down in Down Royal the other day, and he's bred to get further. And of course, the yard's in great form as well. He had a 2-year-old winner the other day at Roscommon. And also, Zors took a decent contest at Curragh over the weekend. So he could turn out to be the chief threat to the choice in the race, Magnification.
Magnification then gets the vote in the 6:30. Race number 3 comes up at 7 o'clock. We've got a 7-furlong handicap here. Maximum Field for this one as well. And Lake George is the 7-2 favourite at the time of recording. It's 9-2 about Norville. Orjock is 6-1. 7-1 for No Way Jack. Like a Prayer, 15-2. 8-1 for Matriarch. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Good support already this morning for Lake George. Backed into 7-2 from 11-2. Can you see where the punters are coming from with that one?
I can, yeah. I certainly can see where they're coming from. Whether I want to follow with him and back this horse is certainly up to question. The main reason I think he's been supported so strongly is that his last victory came here in pretty impressive fashion when he took a race similar to this in the style of a horse that certainly enjoyed the stiff gradients of this track. The only slight problem is that James Barrett's charge hasn't had a run so far this season. So you're certainly relying on his trainer getting ready to win at the first time of asking for 292 days. Clearly, one or two people think that he's definitely going to be capable of that, but I'd prefer to sit him out here on this occasion. Now, this is one of the races where I've had to dig deep into my form, studying and go through one or two other not-so-obvious performances to come up with a decent price one. And the one I've fallen down on the side of here is Stamp of Authority, currently a whopping 28-1 with William Hill this morning. Now, he doesn't exactly jump off the page or many punters' page, you'd imagine, but that run here at this track back in the early part of May would certainly give him more than a fighting chance of at least giving us a decent run for our money here. That race, of course, went the way of Downforce. Now, the punters who know their Irish form will know that Downforce, when he went to the Curragh next time out, absolutely skittled a decent field by 3.5 lengths, no less. And in behind him that day were horses like Penny Pepper, In Saluting, Mr. Wright. All those horses have won big handicaps subsequently. Thomas McCourt's charge was bang up against it on that particular occasion. At least we know on that evidence of that run, he's handled the conditions, he's handled Sligo, and the horse he's up against in the time figure he produced that evening certainly suggests off a mark of just 58 here tonight under similar conditions. Sorry, 56, I beg your pardon, he actually got dropped 2 pounds. Should allow him to be running to a better standing than his 28-1 position in the market to suggest. So that's the one I've come up with. Hopefully it'll certainly justify my beliefs that he can outrun his odds. Stamp of Authority each way, 28-1 is the choice in the third.
Stamp of Authority then had a huge price for Andy in the 7 o'clock race. Number 4 comes up at 7:30. Another 7-furlong handicap, this time for the fillies, where Eagle Valley is the 13-8 favourite for this one. Then it's 7-2 about Jackie Ellis and Patience of Plenty. 6-1 Botanical Lady. Somebody Told Me is 7-1. And the outsider of the 6 is Queen Zane at 16-1. What did you like in this heat?
Not a particularly strong race here. I think Eagle Valley is the right favourite on form of what he's done in his career. It's certainly going the right way. He's won a couple of races at Dundalk. But it's just the surface which is a little bit of a concern. Now, if it does stay good to yield in, then she's obviously got a chance of getting away with it. But she's never raced on ground as slow as what I think it will be, and that could be the slight question mark. She was a good fourth last time at a very fast time race down in Limerick. That was a real tear at one by Total Demolition. So there's no question that her numbers suggest that she's a worthy market leader. But on the ground tonight, I'm going to pass her over in favour of Patience Aplenty from the inform Adrian Keighley stable. I think this horse has just been basically teed up for a handicap, certainly in the evidence of what I've seen of this horse. First run, caught the eye at the Curragh, under similar conditions to what she's going to face tonight, when at never near her eighth in a very good maiden won by Stenographer. Then went to air over six furlongs on fast ground and just basically got outpaced throughout that race. Same comments apply to that run last time out at Navan, when mid-div in a fair maiden hurdle won by Baron's Lad. Now, those two performances, obviously, of late, certainly suggest that a step up in trip is required for this filly to be anywhere near her maximum capacity. She's got the cheek pieces on for the first time. She doesn't look too badly handicapped on what we've seen. And the fact that there is more to come, you'd imagine, suggests that patience aplenty could provide the informed trainer with yet another winner. So that's the way I'm going in the fourth race. Patience aplenty hopefully will finally come of age tonight.
Patience plenty then, 7-2 this morning for the 7:30 race. We go ahead to the 8 o'clock now, a rated race here of a mile and a quarter, where the betting is headed by Ringside Humour this morning at 7-4. It's 7-2 then about Benkei. Dragon Faye is 6-1. 6-1 about I'll Be Your Clown. 6-1 for Jeremy's Joy. Vivat Rex, 7-1. And Shamar completes them at 14-1. Of course, we saw Ringside Humour in winning form over the weekend at the Currahandy.
We did, yes, and impressive she was as well. Beat a horse that I quite highly rate called Ediston Rock from the Johnny Murta stable. And albeit she did get first run on that particular horse, you know, she certainly wasn't, there wasn't anything fluky about it. She goes well with a bit of cut in the ground. She got decent form behind that as well. You know, it was a not a bad effort at down in Cork the time before behind Alvina. And, you know, given that Jim Bolger's horses, when they tend to hit form, particularly his fillies, that they're usually worth keeping on the right side. But again, there is just a couple in this race at prices that I think will outrun their odds. Most notably, I'll Be Your Clown from the Andrew Oliver stable. Andrew's got a really good record here at this track, and so is this horse. Two runs at the Northern venue and two wins for this gelding by Aqualam suggest that he very much requires a stiff uphill finish. And you can almost forget his two runs so far this season as well. They've been over inadequate trips on fast ground. Interesting that connections again have gone for the blinkers on as well. The two victories in his career here at this track have both been when the headgear's been on. So the combination of all those factors and a bit of cut in the ground certainly suggests that I'll Be Your Clown will outstrip his odds of 6-1 this morning. And the other one to mention as well is Jeremy's Joy, who's got an absolute diabolical ride by Connor King the other night down in Ballinrobe. You look at the bare form figures, you think, well, 6 of 8... well beaten at that track by Queen Alphabet. He's not good enough to take a hand here, but Connor King just literally rushed the horse up down the back straight, burnt the horse out completely, and it was no great surprise to see her spent force in the home straight. But if you go back earlier in the season when the ground was on the soft side, and I'm predicting it will be quite soft here tonight at Sligo, she was damn impressive when she won by 9 wickets at Leopardstown. She obviously bit off more than she could chew in a listed race subsequently. But this is very much more her bag. Handicapped company or you know, a conditions race where she's up against opponents she's going to be more competitive against. So those are my two against the field. I'll Be Your Clown, who's got great track form, and Jeremy's Joy, who hopefully will get a better ride than she did the last day.
Couple to consider then for Andy in the 8 o'clock. The penultimate race of the day comes up at 8:30. This is an apprentice handicap over a mile and a quarter. The betting here headed by Northern Sky at 11-4. Then it's 7-2 for Miss Ballygally. Liberty's Gift is 5-1. Cheval Rouge is the money horse this morning. That's 6-1 from 8. It's also 8-1 about Tap Focus at 16-1 or bigger prices for the rest of them. Talk us through this one, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, Northern Sky was well back last time out, and I know the Keithley stable were absolutely devastated that he got beat at Hamilton Park, hence the fact that headgear's gone on for the very first time, just to probably, you know, induce a little bit more improvement out of this horse. I'd certainly respect him. He has got a terrible draw, however, to overcome in Trap 13, which slightly tempered enthusiasm. Miss Ballygally at least proved that she handles the ground when she won in Tipperary last time out and can be very dangerous. But I do like Liberty's Gift here, particularly as the ground has come in his favour. He's been in really good form as well of late, over jumps. So you can almost forgive him that run when he hadn't been seen for 196 days, first time off the shelf at Navan. But that run set him up for a brilliant run, like I say, over fences in the interim. He won at Ballinrobe and he was third last time out in a very hot race down in Wexford. So he's got a much better chance than his last run on the flat suggests. He's off a decent mark. He's gone well the two times that he's run here before. I know you've got to go back a way to find one of them. I think it was back in 2013 when he was second here. But He's certainly got more in his favour than the odds suggest this morning. I certainly respect Chevrolet Rouge at a price that didn't run too badly down in Nace of the Day, and does like it here also at Sligo. But Liberty's Gift, an absolute banging each way bet here around about the 11-2, 5-1 mark.
Liberty's Gift then for Andy in the 8:30. We move on to the final race of the evening now at Sligo. This is a maiden over a mile and a quarter coming up at 9 o'clock, where Nelson Road is the 11-8 favourite for this one. Centerville is 9-4. It's 13-2 about Jesterville. Cares of Tomorrow 7-1, and it's double figure prices for the rest of them. What do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Not a great deal, in all honesty, Sam. I mean, this is an absolute shocking event by any course's standards. I didn't know where to start, to be honest. I thought Nelson Road was a poor favourite. I mean, I watched that race back the other day, this morning at Wexford, and I know he got hampered off the home turn, but his finishing effort was really, really dismal. I think everyone's looking at that run first time up at the Curra when it finished fifth beyond Idaho and thinking, well, you know, that's what we should rely on. But on soft ground at Wexford the other day, which is the conditions you're going to tackle tonight, you couldn't have him on your mind at 11-8. So I'm only really left with one, and that's Centerville, and that would be a very, very mild selection as well. 9-4 this morning with William Hill. But at least he has handled soft ground, and he did it on his last start at Gowran behind Archting. Once again, that race certainly wasn't anything special or to get too carried away with. But he might well improve from a step-up in trip. Certainly that's what I'm hoping anyway, because he did look a little bit one-paced in the latter stages. But a race not to get too carried away with. Like I said, I suggest you keep it to a very, very small state unit. And if you are going to have a bet, then have a few quid on Centerville.
Centerville then, a tepid selection, it's fair to say, in the last round. Just give us a quick recap then, please, of your seven selections for all the action tonight at Sligo.
Yeah, hopefully I've managed to dig out a few winners to lift us out of the gloom that we're in at the moment, courtesy of the footballers. Specific Gravity, hopefully will kick us off to a decent start in the opening race. Magnification looks an obvious choice, with conditions in his favour in that 2-year-old contest. A big price selection of the night is Stamp of Authority, who you can get 28-1 about. I do think that'll outrun its odds. Patience of Plenty, hopefully will supply Adrian Keighley with another winner. Two against the field in the 8 o'clock are I'll Be Your Clown and Jeremy's Joy. Liberty's Gift, probably my best each-way choice, solid each-way choice anyway in the 8:30, given he's at run-over jumps at the present moment in time. And in the final race, a really desperate affair to close the card, but Centerville didn't run too badly last time out, and he's the nominal choice there.
Excellent stuff then, as ever, from Andy Holding ahead of the Irish card tonight in Sligo. Remember, you can tune into William Hill's Racing Radio this afternoon from 1:50pm, where we've got all of the meetings covered. Hamilton and Brighton in the afternoon, then it's Chepstow and Stratford alongside that Sligo card tonight with Gary Capewell, Paddy Aspel and Andrew Mount in the studio. Thank you for that, Andy, and enjoy the action. Hopefully we're going to have a few winners.
Hopefully. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.